From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick with this news update. A new Canadian gold mine has gone into production near the border between BC and Southeast Alaska. The Blue Jack gold mine is near the proposed KSM mine complex that's much larger and more controversial. The KSM recently received a key permit from the Canadian government this summer. As Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports, Alaska fishing interests are watching this unfold closely.
The high-altitude mine is about 25 miles from the Alaska border and around 80 miles east of Wrangell. It's within the watershed of the Unuk River, which drains into the ocean northeast of Ketchikan. Heather Hardcastle is a fisheries business owner and campaign director for the environmental group Salmon Beyond Borders.
It is a lot smaller than the other mines in the transboundary region, and it is an underground mine.
Hardcastle says her main concern is that Bruce Jack is part of a larger effort to develop more than a half dozen mines that would use tailings dams. KSM will store its tailings in a valley that's part of the watershed of the Nass River, which enters an ocean inlet about 20 miles south of the Alaska border.
Commercial fishermen from the United States do and are allowed to catch a certain number of Nass fish. So commercial fishermen from Alaska especially contend that we very much have concerns about what goes on in the headwaters of the Nass.
The company is also exploring ore deposits in a nearby area. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
Federal researchers in the Bering Sea have made contact with one of the rarest whales on Earth. NOAA scientists photographed two animals in the eastern stock of North Pacific right whales and obtained a biopsy sample from one of them. Just 30 to 50 of the critically endangered animals remain from a population largely wiped out by whalers. The biopsy sample can reveal the whale's gender, sexual maturity, and diet. The state ferry Tustamina will leave the Ketchikan shipyard as early as today after wasted steel found during a routine overhaul took it out of commission in March. The Kodiak Daily Mirror reports the Tustamina is scheduled to make its first stop in Kodiak on Wednesday. Ferry officials say the repairs to the steel in the car deck and engine room should last until its replacement is completed in about 4 years. Checking weather, cloudy skies in the forecast today with rain developing later in the afternoon. Highs around 65, overnight lows tonight 53. More rain in the forecast this weekend with highs around 59, Saturday lows around 51, and Sunday highs 61 with rain in the forecast. More rain overnight with lows around 48. That's your news update from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Jacob Resnick.